and on the line with us right now, brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. RCA is to help you and a loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com. On the line, Mr. Adam Schefter of ESPN. Of course, Adam, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mark, Trey, and Bob in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Right. Always good to have you on, of course. And some news broke that hit close to home here in Philadelphia. Well, John DeFilippo being fired as the offensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings. First off, I just want to get your reaction to that. Is that something you saw coming?
I was a little surprising. Listen, they signed him in the offseason. They brought him out of Philadelphia, brought him to Minnesota with big plans, and they kept Kevin Stefanski, who was in line to become the Giants offensive coordinator, in place as the quarterback's coach. So you got Stefanski as the quarterback's coach. You got John DeFilippo as the offensive coordinator. And then when they start struggling and there are open signals and messages, if you watch the broadcast, Monday Night Football, Monday Night, where they want to run the football more, that's what you keep hearing. I think that's the first hint that something's not right when Mike Zimmer is insisting that they run the football more. But I don't think that you're going to see a guy fired with three games to go. Like, even if they had said, you know, in private, it's really an emotional reaction to me, because even if you want to run the football more and you're not happy with the way things are going, then you know what? Internally, you shake it up a little bit. You go to John and you say, hey, John, I'm going to have Kevin call the plays. Want you around here to help break down the opponent, come up with a game plan, whatever it may be, but Kevin's going to call the plays. And to me, it's really embarrassing to a guy to fire him in season, particularly when the offense had been performing the way it was, and there probably were ways to figure out ways to go around doing it the way they did it. They could have just not done that, waited to the end of the year, told John, go find another job, and now, in a way, they've kind of tarred the guy because he had been in line to become a head coach. He'd been talked about as a head coach. I'm not telling you he would have gotten one of those jobs, but his name may come up for one of those jobs. Now, if you're in Tampa or the Jets, or you come up with a team that's thinking of making a head coaching change, you're going to go fire the guy that the Vikings hired, the guy that just got fired as the offensive coordinator of the Vikings. So to me, they torpedoed his head coaching chances yesterday.
Sure, it certainly looks like a black eye for John DeFilippo to get fired, like you just pointed out, with those three games left. Very reactionary, as you said. Now, here in Philadelphia, his name has been brought up all year long. The offense doesn't look the same as it did last year, of course, and that can be for a multitude of reasons. But two names that have come up the most in Philadelphia are Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, and how much Doug Peterson may or may not miss those two assistant coaches on his staff. So with that being said, do you see any possibility, Adam, of John DeFilippo linking back up with the Eagles coaching staff in any capacity?
Well, are you talking about this season or next season?
I'm talking about both. Really, we'll put it this way, in the not too distant future.
Yeah, that's a fair way of putting it, I guess. It's funny. Yesterday, after this news broke, and I was talking to a couple of people, I'm like, was he going to coach this year? And like, this just happened. You know, he just got fired. It wasn't like he was planning this. So,
right.
And they said it's so fresh. That's the word it was used. So it's hard to say. And so I guess that would be my cop-out answer to you right now. I'm not saying no. I mean, could he come back after the season? Sure, why not? I'm sure he'd be open to that. Would Philadelphia want him back? What changes will the Eagles have to their coaching staff? Where would he fit in? I mean, it's just not a simple, basic question. I'm sure Philadelphia might have some interest. I'm sure he would have some interest. But what if somebody else wants him to be an offensive coordinator somewhere else? What if there's nothing else? What if he's got no other opportunities and Philadelphia's going, like, there's a lot that has to be sifted through. Generally speaking, I would just say, yeah, I could see it being possible. Yes.
Good enough for me. And you look at situations in the past with, like, Hugh Jackson recently gets fired as a head coach and then becomes a special assistant to the Bengals.
Right.
Brad Childress got a spread game coordinating consultant for the Chiefs with Andy Reid. Like, there have been guys that have been let go and then they're able to link up with another team in some other capacity. But you're saying you think this is something that John DeFilippo would suit his best interest to kind of let some time pass and see where he could go next offseason.
Yeah, I think that's logical and plausible. And by the way, you brought up the names Hugh Jackson and Brad Childress. And I can give you one other one where Josh McDaniels at one point was fired by the Broncos as their head coach in season. I believe it was like in November. And he joined New England staff and worked with them when they went to the Super Bowl that year. Now, those are three examples, but those are very uncommon.
Sure.
There are way more examples of coaches who are fired and then they don't work the rest of the year. Like, think of all the coaches already who've been fired this year, just off the top of my head, Mike McCarthy, Nathaniel Hackett, Terrell Austin, the Lions special teams coach, Rob Marciano. The league is averaging a firing a week. Mike McCoy, like, these guys are just being tossed to the curb. And the league has become, to me, more reactionary and more fiery and less patient, more impatient than ever before. And somebody's paying for some team's loss every single week with their job now, it seems like.
Chef, the Eagles' offense has really struggled of late, and especially early in games. And Carson Wentz's play has come into concern with a lot of the fans. Through your years in the NFL, whether it was in Denver, whether it was covering the league, is this the norm for a quarterback coming off of this type of injury and the time that he did? Or is there reason for more concern?
You know, it's funny. I had somebody say to me that was in Philadelphia last week for the Monday Night Football game. They came back and they said, I don't want to say anything, but it seems like the city of Philadelphia is turning against Carson Wentz. They think that they could do better. I'm like, really? And that was the vibe that the guy got from spending a few days there talking to people. And, you know, you guys are there. I'm not. I would just say this, that I'm sure the city is disappointed in Carson Wentz and the Eagles season this year and all those things like that. I would just say that quarterbacks typically go through up and down periods. And because he was so good last year, he could have won the MVP if he hadn't gotten hurt a year ago this week against the Rams, that the expectations for him this year were probably a little higher than they should have been coming off a knee injury as significant as his was. And the team this year has really struggled, and it hasn't gotten turnovers the way that it normally would. And there are a lot of differences between this and last year, as everybody in Philadelphia knows better than me. And I would just say Carson Wentz is still going to be a star quarterback in this league. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Like, you'd want that guy to be the quarterback of your team, period. And so this is one of those seasons that just things just aren't working out exactly as they or you would like. But I can tell you that going into next season, people are going to be excited about Carson Wentz. They should be excited about Carson Wentz. I'll be interested in taking Carson Wentz in my fantasy teams next year.
There you go.
The guy's a big-time player.
You're thinking like top five, top three quarterback in the league?
Well, potentially he's capable of being that, absolutely. Now, is he going to be that next year? I don't know. You know, it depends on some of the personnel surrounding him. It depends on the coaching staff. Look at what one receiver did for Dak Prescott in Dallas. And that's not to say that there aren't receivers in Philly. They've made every effort to get these good receivers. But for whatever reason, this year, they just have not been able to get into a rhythm, a flow, get it going. And maybe they will in the final three games. I know hopes are not high for that. But they just have not been able to find that mojo that they had last year. Some years you get it in football, and some years you don't. And they don't got it going on this year for whatever reason.
Speaking with Adam Schefter, of course, of ESPN. Adam, when you look at all the coaches that have been fired, as you just kind of laid out, firing a week, as you said, do you see any changes happening? Again, I'll use this phrase, in the not-too-distant future when it comes to the Eagles and their coaching staff.
Well, I'll just say this, that with any team, anytime they disappoint, there are always changes. It's just, I mean, look at these teams. It's unbelievable. It's ridiculous. Okay, so I don't know what they're going to do. But to think that they go into camp next year with the same staff that they have now would be crazy. That's not going to happen. There'll be some changes, I'm sure. You're going to tell me that they're going to walk away from the season and say, boy, we're really content and really happy. And, we're just going to get it going again next year. Like, that's not going to happen.
Well, to be more specific, yeah. I agree with you 100%. The thing that I think more people are focusing on right now, especially because the offense hasn't looked nearly as much as potent as it was last year, averaging a touchdown fewer a game this season, is Mike Groh. And whenever you have an offensive-minded head coach like Doug Peterson, who was a quarterback in the league, and then you have a guy like Mike Groh come in, first-year offensive coordinator, there's a lot of questions right there. So is there even talk of evaluating his performance throughout this season?
Yeah, of course he's going to be evaluated. But that's my point. And I don't know how they'll wind up in the end. Like, do they say, boy, you know, Mike needs an assistant, or we need to just change the arrangement here, or we need to get a new offensive coordinator in here, or let's bring in John to go work with Mike. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do whatever they're going to do. But, again, I can assure you that you don't go through a season like they're going to go through and think that everything is just going to be left intact. That's not going to happen. I can't tell you whether that means changing titles, changing a job, changing jobs, plural. Like, I don't know. But something's going to happen.
Shefty, in talking to people around the league after this weekend's games, what's the reaction of the referees and the call that was missed on the Eagles' opening kickoff? Yeah. Is it bigger here? Is it a real problem like throughout the NFL that they're talking about it?
So it's a problem in Philadelphia this week.
It sure is.
There was that scrutinized call at the beginning. There was the horrible call in Dallas Goedert. There was a terrible call that changed the tone of that game at that point in time. And, you know, I was going through, and I think roughly there are, 120 plays in the game? I don't know the exact number. Maybe some are 110, some are 130, 40, whatever it is. But, you know, if we get 120 play calls a game, in 16 games, that gives us 2,080 play calls on a given weekend. And it's easy to find the ones that are wrong, because when they're wrong, they're wrong, and they miss blatantly, and it's easy to see. But if we're reviewing and looking at, let's just say, 10 disputed calls from over the weekend that were really egregious, that we as fans see, 10 out of 2,080, think about that. You know, it's such a small percentage. And I'm not defending the officials, because they've been awful at certain times. Mm-hmm. Okay? But I think sometimes, again, just like teams get reactionary, we get reactionary. Mm-hmm. So we see a horrible call, and we say, man, that is just all. How do these officials let this go on? You know, but the truth of the matter is, there are hundreds of calls, thousands of calls in a given weekend, that they're probably getting right. And with technology being what it is today, where we get replays and angles and every view and slow motion and super slow motion, you know, it's so easy for us to do their job. And they're on that field saying that they blew calls there that were egregious there. It was awful.
And that's something that I think a lot of people are upset with, the fact that they did have the replay, and especially with the fumble. They have the opening kickoff, they have the replay, and they still got it wrong. They said they couldn't find a clear recovery.
I don't understand that. Like, you know, that's what New York is there for, right? To make sure that those kinds of errors don't occur, and yet they do. And so that's something that the league's going to have to take a look at to make sure that they can't have that going forward.
I know we're going to be hearing more about that as the week goes on. Adam Schefter, always great talking to you, my man. Thanks for coming on with us.
Did we make enough changes to the Eagles coaching staff?
I think we have everybody fired. I think everyone's gone. John DeFilippo's coming back. He's going to be the GM. They're going to fire Howie Roseman as well, and Joe Douglas. He's going to run everything, and they're going to win 10 more Super Bowls. So we solved the world's problems.
And Dick Vermeil's coming out of retirement too, so we'll be all good.
He'll be assistant head coach. Adam, great catching up with you. Yeah, thanks, man.
You guys have a great week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.